The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and we're very happy this afternoon to be joined in studio by the one and only Rowan Ash. Bro, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Rowan, I must say, I'm such a fangirl. I don't think there is a voice like yours anywhere in the world. Jy is ongelooflik talentvol. Well, so bly jy sluit by ons aan.
Ek waardeer dit so baie, dankie.
Jy is een van die kunstenaars wat saam die Goo Goo Dolls gaan optree. How did that happen? And how do you take that phone call?
Wow, that's it's such a pleasure. I can remember I was a little boy, just kind of, I grew up, one of the first songs that I learned how to play was probably Iris. A couple of years ago. So I was in Nashville, and a friend of mine, Justin Sorrell, reached out, and he said, would you saw your Goo Goo Dolls come? Or it's actually a surprise. Would I be a part of, like, just opening for this international band? And he said, it's going to be worth it. I said, okay. And it's also just a beautiful excuse to come back home.
Yes, yes, yes. You speak about Nashville. Ek het nie geweet jy's in Nashville nie, maar jy's al van 2022 af daar.
Yes, ja, ons vir 3 jaar wat ons nou al daar bly.
En wat is die rede daar, hoekom jy daar is? Natuurlik die groot musiek scene en so voort, but what got you there? Because I guess that's a lot of people's dream, is to be writing music in Nashville.
Yes, yeah, so actually in 2021, Whiskey to My Soul and If I Ever Saw Heaven did pretty well in streaming in the States, and I ended up signing a record deal with Warner Music in Nashville and a publishing deal with Warner Chapel. So I just did a lot of commuting, and we moved over in 2022, did the first year, ek en my vrou en my hond, en ons allemaal was daar, and Na so'n jaar daar toe mis ons huis verskriklik, en my vrou het weer teruggetrek, en ek pendel. So ek doen so 2 maande, 3 maande daar, dan is ek weer 2 maande terug. So ja, ek mis verlang daarmee te veel nie.
I heard a story about Nashville, right? And I'm going to tell it to you quickly. And I want you to confirm true or false for me. There's a strip of bars.
Oh yes.
Along the middle of Nashville. Often they're 3 or 4 stories high. Often every floor will have its own house band. And those bands will sit there and play tunes together all day, every day. And these bands will take requests for a couple of bucks. So you can go and give them $10, $20, I don't know what the going rate in Nashville is at the moment, and ask them to play anything. And I know someone who did this. He walked up to a Nashville band on the 3rd floor of some building, gave them some money, and he said, can you sing me a Springbok Nude Girls song? And the guy said, well, we'd never heard of them if you got an example. The band stood around a phone, watched about 45 seconds of the song he wanted, put the lyrics up, and absolutely smashed it like they'd been playing it for years. Man, is it waar of nie?
It's 100% correct. I think the people, the waiters, are probably a better musician than you are. No, really, it's pretty intimidating as well. Being there, because over the last 3 years, I've been writing with so many fantastic songwriters. They've done incredible stuff with all the pop artists and country music guys. So you're humbled. So it all comes down to, what's your story? What makes you different? Because technically, there's a lot of people who's going to beat you and everything. So you just kind of need to be honest in who you are and just try and tell your story. But you're correct, yeah. Those people are phenomenal musicians.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. That is wild. So, so wild. So when you perform with the Goo Goo Dolls this Saturday, Voortrekker Monument, die 29ste, dit gaan ongelooflik wees. Gaan jy bietjie van die nuwe goed waaraan jy nou werk oor die afgelope 3 jaar ook speel, of gaan ons nou die old favorites, the If I Ever Saw Heaven and all your other big hits, or is that where we're going to go with it?
Well, definitely. I think I'm going to do a little bit of both. Yeah. So I'm going to definitely do the hits. And then I've got 1 or 2 new songs. We actually just started recording a whole new record, and I came back to my roots, and working with the same group of people that I worked with 6, 7 years ago, with Danny Smoke and all the guys, and we're finalizing the vocals this evening, actually. So
nice.
This year there's going to be plenty of new music as well, a pretty cool duet as well. That you'll probably hear on Saturday.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that. Ek wou gevra het iets anders. And Wayne, you can cut this where you want. I'll just put a marker in here for you. In America, in Tennessee, in Nashville, you're in the home of country, there's something about Deel van Afrikaanse musiek that resonates with country, and we sort of feel each other out there. Now going that side, like, how do you think the two cultures musically, how do they link in your brain, and what do you get to bring from South Africa that sets you apart from what they've got in terms of country there? Mark it sin.
Yes. Yes, it is. It does make sense. Okay, so similarities, I would say, there's two different things. Ek dink soos wat hulle die whisky het, het ons partykeer die brandewyn gekry. En
so die volgende liedjie brandewyn toe my saal. Daar, there we go.
Brandas vir die see.
En ek dink Afrikaanse musiek, jy kan jy so beskrywend. Ek meen en ek dink baie van die dieper goed waartoe ek gewoonlik leun is maar it's music that really resonates or moves or has some meaning. I think a similarity is, I think a lot of Afrikaans music, if you strip down everything, it is either having a good time and just cutting loose, which country music is, but it's also just human life, human life. But it's normal, blue-collar, 9-to-5, die mense, normale mense musiek, denk ek. En ek denk dis hoekom die mense inkoop en hoekom dit maar net resoneer.
Ek het voeltjie hoor vlyt dat jy die weerde is wie se woonstel soos vleisryk.
Oh,
asseblief, vertel ons.
Ek het gedink, ek het nie geweet ons is on air daar nie. Ek het dit
kan ons noem het 'n pre-interview.
Yes.
Navorsing.
Ja, daar was in Januarie was daar 'n paar Suid-Afrikaners wat deurgekom het Nashville toe vir 'n hunting expo. En ek het hulle toe ontmoet en hulle het sakke en sakke van biltong spice gehad. En hulle wys my toe, hoorie so, hierdie is wat jy moet doen, bietjie asyn, koriander en en dan maak jy lekker biltong. So ons bly in 'n woonstel, so daar's obviously mense langs ons. So ek dink as hulle moes inkom, sal hulle sê, hierdie ou is weird, want hy het rou vleis daar
in sy. Dit hang net so.
Dit hang net daar.
wat sê een ding van in Amerika bly wat vir jou surprise het?
Alles het 'n butt shower combo, wat ek moes gewoond raak. Ek voel hierso het ons 'n stort, as jy wil stort of jy debat, maar daar's alles 'n stortbad kom.
I thought you meant a shower for your butt.
That's why I pulled the face. I was like, oh, that's cool. Is it like a bidet?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I should have said tub.
A tub.
That's fine. We can go with butt shower.
Butt shower. Yesterday.
Waarna verlang jy die meeste wanneer daai 2-3 maande net so bietjie uitrek en bietjie lank voel?
Want hulle braai nogal besig daar.
Yeah.
You know, they can cook a little bit. The music is good.
Mm. It is.
What do you miss?
I miss our culture. There's ek dink there's a sense of deepness that we've cultivated. I think we have a lot of edge. To South Africans in general. Ek dink ons het mense word bietjie tawer groot, so the conversations feel a little bit more surface level, where I feel here if you talk about something deeper, they would have empathy in South Africa. They'll have a way more empathy than they do in the States. And I just connect in a deeper way when I meet new people.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're a big Goo Goo Dolls fan, of course.
Yes,
are you going to experience this show as a fan in the audience? Or are you just going to be like, hey, I'm backstage now. These are like my guys. We're on the same lineup.
Well, I'm a huge fan. I would love to do both. But I think if I can look from the side of the stage, I'll definitely. That's picture worthy. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm not really a social media guy. But this is a great opportunity to flex some social media things.
Be like, check, I'm here with the homies. Yeah. We're also the heroes, but now they're the homies.
Yeah. My best friend also flew in from Amsterdam to beer, and he's also a part of the show. He moved to the Netherlands about 2 years ago, so it's great having him around as well. So it's going to be a little full circle.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, your wife's got the big Ironman coming up.
Oh, yes.
Like, you must be so proud of her.
I'm so proud of her. About 16 months ago, she had knee surgery, and she couldn't even walk up the steps. And then she did two half Ironman over the last year. And she just kind of used that as a foundation and started training. So Sunday, Zonica is doing a full Ironman. And I'm flying in Sunday morning to pee to go and support. Oh. And yeah, I'm really proud of her. And if you're in the house, you can see how much dedication and effort and time it takes.
Yeah, 100%. Well, listen, as far as weekends go coming up, that's one for the books, ne?
It is. This is a big week for my wife and myself.
Yeah.
This is.
We'll start off all three, and it's not often you get to open the show for some of your heroes, dude. It's going to be very, very cool. And we will be there for Tracker Monument on Saturday for the Goo Goo Dolls.
Saturday, 29 Maart, Goo Goo Dolls and Rowan Ash, Matthew Mole and Ross Learmonth as well, supporting the Goo Goo Dolls on Saturday at the Voortrekker Monument. Kry jou kaartjies.
Yeah, get them now. Rowan, thank you so much for coming in,
thanks,
bro. We appreciate you.